Anxiety, huh?
They have a motion for approval minutes, November, November 6th.
I'll make a motion. That's best.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried. Building and grounds.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning, Eric.
So we have some contract renewals. First one's with Eastern Security. This would be an extension. So we're requesting authorization to extend Eastern Security's contract with us at no cost. Either the folks that do the panic buttons in some locations, fire and motion security as well. So there's no cost change in this.
Make a motion. Do them all together.
Second. Yeah. Can we do them all together?
Yeah.
We're going to do them all together.
Okay. Next one, emergency power system extension. So we're requesting authorization to extend the emergency power system contract. It's about a 6% increase that they're entitled to that will cover maintenance of the generators of 911 civil defense building, county office building, annex building, and the records building. Next one, Imperial door controls extension. We're requesting to extend this. There's no cost change either with this one. This is for our mechanical doors on the county office building. That come to mind quickly. They adjust them and deal with them when they're down just because there's a, and this one down here as well. Southern Tier fire extinguisher extension, requesting authorization to extend this one. This is for all the fire extinguishers for all of our buildings, Department of Public Works, stuff across the county. And there is no cost increase with that either. Next one is John W. Danforth extension, requesting authorization to extend them. There is a small increase of about 4%, which equates to about $3,400 and change. Some of this is due to the fact that they're union outfits and they've renegotiated their union contracts, and it was midstream when they settle on stuff. So this happens quite a bit, but as well, we'd like to request authorization to renew the contract with them. And they take care of all of our AC, preventive maintenance on all of our buildings, rooftop units, for all the facility. They've done a good job. They've been with us for a little while now. That's all I have.
I'll make a motion.
A second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Eric. Marie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So the first thing is the 2025 contracts, which I believe all those you are in your budget. So during the budget process, so that's Arts of the Finger Lakes, Bath Chamber, the Chambers, Tourism, Finger Lakes Wine Country.
Join the meeting.
And then I'll be talking about snowmobile later, but the snowmobile is reimbursed by the state from the snowmobile trail grant. And the library system, the IDA, and the Federation of Conservation Clubs.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries.
And then I was just going to talk briefly about the snowmobile, just because there's actual snowflakes right now. Not quite enough. But that's been going well the last few years. We have... four clubs. They've all been really good about getting in the paperwork and the reports that I need. And then they go to the state. So we have 137 miles of trails in the county. And this year we were awarded a little over 54,000. So the 70% of that for the amount for each one will be going out soon. And then in the spring, that's when they have to account, make sure that they used it all. And then if they have, then the 30%, the remainder of that goes out. So now we just need the snow so they can actually use it and enjoy it. So that was just a little update.
Oh, we should have it.
Nope.
No. Just
anything else?
Anything else for Marie?
All right.
Thank you very much. Jack?
Yes, sir. Looking for to continue the intermunicipal agreement, authorization to continue with Livingston County providing weights and measures services for newer legislators. We've done this for 10 years. We have three people in that department. About half of an FTE is spent on Livingston County. It's been a mutually beneficial deal. It pays for most of the salary for that additional individual, and they're covering them well.
Okay. Jeff.
I understand we've been doing this ever since I've been on the legislature, and you know, it's been a great thing, like Jack said. What my question is are we going to be covering their sticker stores as well?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
So just weights and measures, normal duties.
Yeah. Just the normal scales, all that stuff. Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, Bill.
Yeah. For me, for my information, so Livingston County, do we like 50-50 split this? How does that work? Or do we pay and get reimbursed?
So we get that $65,000 is what we get reimbursed by them. We also get reimbursed mileage for our folks traveling there to do that. So we make out, it covers that half FTE on our end and allows that the rest of that person's time to be focused in Steuben County.
Okay.
We had similar discussions with Allegheny. I think, if I had to guess, there's probably four counties out there that I've talked to that have looked at similar things. It's normally a smaller county trying working with a bigger neighboring county, because this is one you have to have this department, this at least one person in this position to do this function. They had about 10 years ago their one individual retire, and we're having a heck of a time with recruitment. So county administrator talked to me. We were able to work out a deal that is mutually beneficial. They're happy with it. And again, with absent this, we'd lose about half an FTE, because we've historically had two people in that office for a very long time. This helps us justify and cover the third.
Hilda.
So what is the status with weights and measures in the sticker stores?
They are Office of Cannabis Management is on site this week for training and inspections.
And inspections.
That's what I have been told, yes.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
So I got a question in the other business area.
Yeah.
So is it,
if a business in the city of Hornell wanted to take a cardboard bale back to the transfer station in Hornell, should they be willing to take that if they were taking like one bale a week? The reason I'm asking is because Transit Air is trying to get rid of they've got like 40 bales down there. I took one down there and they told me they couldn't take it. I said, well, I understand, you know, a large quantity, but I was thinking like, you know, one a week. He said he couldn't take it.
So the recycling portion, you know, I'd say back 10 years ago, we might consider it because we made a little money on recycling. Now we're actively spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to get rid of our recycling. It's always been, since I've been here, residential.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, maybe there's some small businesses, I'm sure, that bring cardboard and glass and that sort of stuff, which is fine, but that would be more because it would cost the county money to dispose of that.
Oh, for sure. No, I understand.
So it would have to be almost like a contract, I would say. Yeah, we'd probably have to. So I'd say if that business is interested in talking, have them reach out to Eric or I, and we could have a conversation. But they couldn't bring it in like a household recycling.
Yeah, I'm not going to put that burden on the county. We'll figure out a different way to take care of it. I just didn't know if that was, if I was getting told the honest truth, you know. And if another business asked me, I wanted to be able to know how to answer it. If their taxes paid for,
right. No, so
service.
So I would say, you know, small businesses with a little recycling, no one's going to, like, no one at the scale house asks, you know, is this coming from your home or your business? But if it were a bale, if it's a significant quantity, then they would start.
Yep.
Asking.
Okay. I understand. Yep.
So what's a bale?
Look, so they take the cardboard and they crush it down.
Oh, they're about,
it's like a bale, yeah.
4x4.
Yeah, they're heavy, and nobody wants to take it. There's no money. I mean, Ed Phelps from Hornell, he he got, or from Markport, is that his last name? Yeah, he got out of it. The Hornellsville Recycling, he's done. He retired. He said there's no money anymore. Nobody ever since, because China was doing it for a long time. They were, and you know, they were losing money on it. But then ever since that pollution issue back in the Olympics there, where they couldn't see through the smog at the Olympics, they rolled out a whole new program. And they stopped doing a lot of recycling over there as well in their country. So nobody wants to take the stuff anymore.
No, recycling has gone from something that we would make a little bit on to something that cost us quite a bit.
So there's always that, you know, you got to weigh out the benefits of whether you want sustainability or the carbon output that it puts in the atmosphere from recycling.
So the next meeting will be January 8th at 9:30. So everybody's aware of that. Anything further? Jack, you all set?
All set.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries.
Mm.
Now we have the